In New Jersey, six candidates are vying for the Senate seat formerly held by embattled Senator Bob Menendez, who opted out after being convicted on federal corruption charges. WHYY's David Matthau reports on this WHYY News Race to Watch.
Congressman Andy Kim says he's running to restore integrity and trust in politics, and the number one issue in his campaign is affordability.
In Congress, I worked hard to try to lower prescription drug costs, support seniors that are struggling on a fixed income, you know, more that we're trying to do on student loans, on housing costs and food costs. Those are the kind of nuts and bolts that people really want to engage on.
Republican challenger Curtis Bashaw, a hotel entrepreneur, says he wants to bolster small business and help improve people's lives. He says one main issue in his campaign is border security.
A country has a boundary or doorways into the country. It's okay for them to be lockable at times.
A second focus for Bashaw is affordability.
And I think it's practicality, getting things done. It's to the issue of our return on investment.
Bashaw says he's an agent of change who is trying to expand the Republican tent. Kim, who previously worked at the National Security Council, says he's always wanted to dedicate his life to protecting the country. Registered Democrats outnumber Republicans in Jersey by more than 900,000. Green Party candidate Christina Khalil, Libertarian Kenneth Kaplan, Socialist Workers Party candidate Joanne Kuniansky, and Patricia Mooneyham, who represents the Vote Better Party, are also in the race. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.